Okay, I said it's been a while. It's been ages, and it's good to see you. Last time I saw you was be in the cream and wine uniform of Badai Grammar School.
Possibly. And if we're talking about that's almost about definitely over 20 years ago. We're going to touch base on that, but thankfully you just took the words out of my mouth. We're just going to go right into it, just because we want to keep it short and insightful as well. So, like I was telling everyone who would be watching this eventually, you are, if I'm wrong, you can correct me, but from my findings, you're the public relations officer to the Badagry local government chairman in Badagry, Lagos State, correct?
Oh, okay, yes, I was the media aide to the chairman when he got elected for his first term in 2017. Then later I became the chief press secretary to the chairman. Yeah, towards the tail end of his administration, of his first term. Then for his second term, I got a bit of promotion, and I am now the chief of staff to the chairman.
Oh wow, that's even better than I imagined. I mean, that's even better than I thought. So, I mean, congratulations. I don't know how long you've been chief of staff for, but
Thank
definitely
you.
it's even an elevated position, like you rightly said, and well deserved. So we just move right to it. You are now a doctor, Dr. Oladipo Samuel. Yes, so growing back, the cream and wine uniform, I mean, I remember how we got acquainted at the time. I think you joined the boarding house probably in year 2000 or 2001, just shortly before you left Badai Grammar School, because if my memory serves me right, you're like 3 years, you
Two
were
thousand, thousand,
2000, you were 3 years ahead of me at the time. And then you eventually went to Adeniran Ogunsanya College of Education, where you bagged your NCE, and then you proceeded to Lagos State University to bag your bachelor's in education.
Ekiti University.
Lagos State, sorry, Ekiti. Oh, my
Ekiti
bad.
State University.
Ekiti State University. Okay, thank you for the correction.
Then University of Adre Ekiti, now Ekiti State University.
Gotcha. So at the time that you went there, it was University of Adeniran Ogunsanya. Makes sense. And then now you recently bagged your doctorate from Lagos State University. How has
Yeah,
what has
PhD,
challenged you?
my master's from LASU as well.
Oh, master's from Lagos State University, and of course, PhD from Lagos State University. What has, propelled you? That guy from BGS, and then you took it from one step from NC to BEd to MEd, and then to PhD. What propelled you to achieve this educational feat? Let's start from there.
Truth be told, I was just an average student in Badai Grammar School. I am not part of those people that will come first or even be first to 10th position.
I know some
I'm
names
one
in
of
your
those.
sets, for that matter.
I'm not like the Dansu Emmanuel.
That's really matters, exactly.
I was not a scholar. I was part of, I was that student that, when you take your report card home, you keep it in the kitchen under one tree, so that your my father will not see everything, the red in the hole. But the truth be told, my father retired from Lagos State University, I think, just like your dad too.
Yeah, obviously. My dad retired just a couple of months ago.
From Lagos State University, and I lived at Lasu staff quarters, and I was mentored by, scholars that would say, Sammy has this potential. Why not don't let him stay at home. After my secondary school, and they were like, don't let him stay at home at all. Even if he couldn't, get admission into the university directly, I should go to Adeniran Ogunsanya College of Education, now last word.
It's like Lagos State University of
I
Education.
just went there just to so I went to Accoyed. But after a year or two, my parents said that, okay, guy, just stay there. So I stayed. So I finished my program, and I used my I got admission into the university through direct entry. from direct entry, okay, from when I finished my degree, I was looking for a job, and I was just not going to stay at home. So my father still said, like, okay, why not go for your master's? Maybe you never can tell. Opportunities will come from there. So after my master's, I was still looking for a job. I was into grassroots journalism, grassroots publication with my brother, Tosin Samuel. And we're just doing, trying to, match up with the likes of Akada, trying to, copy templates of Hip Hop World and Black Box Media that the likes of Kayode were doing. We're just trying to do something. And I got support from my father. So I was doing something like that. And I was just grinding on that as an entrepreneur, as a media entrepreneur. But I was still not going to stay at home. I had people that could, they had the money to send me to school. All I just had to do then was just to attend classes. And I saw that the money was there. It's just for me to give my time. And I did. And to the glory of God, I bagged my PhD. It was not easy for me to bag my PhD, truth be told, because, I got distracted. I got into politics. I was working with the chairman and, the euphoria of politics and all that. It was after I had done my coursework. So I was on the field for my research work, and I was not just going to school again. But later I had to talk to myself that politics will come and go, and self-actualization is important and
Very
self-development
important.
is important too.
Very important.
So I had to tell my boss that I needed to concentrate on that. And he gave me his permission. So I was always going to school. And to the glory of God, I'm an inspiration to him because he's on his PhD program too.
Interesting. Very, very magnanimous of your boss to allow you go. And then, of course, you guys have shared bundle of knowledge. You have now inspired him to proceed to become a PhD holder, which is really nice. Thank you for that recap of what lured you to do all of these feats that you've achieved. And I must say that we are proud of you, as Badagrams or as ex alumni of Bada Grammar School. We're proud of the feat that you're doing. Now, talking about the feat that you're doing, you've worked in with the current local government chairman in closed space since 2017, and you first started as a media person, and then you grew the ranks to become chief of staff. What are some of the most things that you've, let me say, challenges that you first had as a media aide, and as it concerns, but so this is like a double barrel question. So first of all, what have been like the most challenges that you've had handling media for the Badagry local government chairman? That would be one. And then secondly, politically, considering the heritage that Badagry holds in the history of Nigeria, even to a large extent Africa, do you feel like Badagry is as taking a center stage in history in Nigeria, and of course even in politics in Lagos State? Let's think on that.
To answer your start from the first question, the very first challenge is that I didn't meet any template. I didn't meet any template as a media aide to the chairman. I didn't meet any template. I couldn't just lay my hands on a prototype or a blueprint on how to go about the work. So
Interesting.
I had to start, looking for a way around it, trying to be creative about it, trying to set the ball rolling. And so it was challenging initially because you have to, I Badagry being an indigenous local government, and what you heard of, what will you hear of is big shots to the president, to the governor, but for how to manage it at the grassroots level was something that I had to be creative about. So it was challenging initially, and again, the way you communicate with people at the grassroots is not like, just going on Twitter to on X to just tweet and send message
I get
out
messages across
and
people.
you know Well, the majority of the people you want to pass the message to, they are not, they don't
Might
even have
not,
Android.
they might not be
Yeah,
using
but
smartphones, and even
they
if
are
they
not
do,
using
they might not be
smartphones.
on
So,
X platform. Yeah.
yeah. So you, the challenge of how to pass the message across, because at this, as an aide to the chairman, as a spokesperson of the council, you are the bridge between the
Executive.
chairman, the council, and the people that is governing, and you have to send the message accordingly. The message of the chairman to the people, and the message of the people to the chairman. It's not just a one. It should not be a one-way communication channel. You have to bring it back to the chairman, and to the glory of God, we've done that well, quite well in Badagry, because chairman always gets feedback, and we. Or he always attends to people. And
How do you guys manage
for me.
feedback? Sorry to interrupt. How do you guys manage feedbacks that are apparently not sounding positive? Because one of the things that we have studied around politics in Nigeria, in Nigeria generally, is you have a lot of sycophants around the leadership, and sometimes they don't get to hear the true story of how the people are actually feeling. So how do you guys manage to give that feedback that might not be palatable, might not be nice to the government, to the chairman? How do you guys pass that message and work around it?
The chairman is somebody that has made the work easy for me, and that is the truth. And he is not somebody that likes praise singing. So you can always take the truth message to him, no matter how bitter
Yeah.
it tastes. Yes, no matter how bitter it tastes, he will always take it. And Badagrians are saying result of feedbacks, because when people talk, they get result back. He has a way of sending back the message to the people that, okay, I heard and I listened, and this is the result of what you are complaining about. And another thing is that, see, public office holders are servants of the people, and they should, when they see themselves as such, and they will not feel bad, because their people are paying them. It's just like you when your the people are the boss of the public officers.
Ideally.
And yes, they are the employees, so they can scold them. So they can, it's not compulsory. The feedback is palatable. If you are doing well, your boss will tap you at the back and say, "Well done." And if you are doing badly, they will say, "You will say, no, come on, I don't want you like this. I can fire you." So when you see life like that, you know, you understand that those people, the people gave you the mandate, and whether bitter or sweet, anything they throw at you, you have to chew it. And because you are riding on their mandate. So, and he sees me as somebody, the chairman has not seen me like, he sees me as somebody that will always say it the way it
The
is.
way it is.
Yes. I may come outside to say, okay, these are what the things that we are doing. But when I go back, when I go back into the room with him, I'll be like, Oga, see, people are doing this, or people are angry. Like, for instance, during the Endsars protest in Badagry, I had to go back to him and tell him that, see, sir, we have to be part of this protest. And he agreed. He agreed. He wore the End Police Brutality shirt in Badagry. As a matter of fact, I was part of it. He even donated money.
That's
So we made our Endsars protest in Badagry like a carnival. And
it.
at the end of the day, when police were telling people that, oh yeah, I'm a lolly, I was the one that was telling people that, guy, we are talk to people now. It's enough. And that was why we did not even record any
Recording
disturbing
violence.
casualty in Badagry. So he listens. Now, moving to your second question about the place of Badagry in national politics and in Lagos politics, should be told, we are not there yet. We are not there yet. And we are still struggling to take our place in the political scene of Lagos State. See, when you look at the political history of Lagos State, even at the creation of Lagos State, a Badagrian played a role. Chief P.S. Sundeyin was the secretary of the committee as at then. So, and the likes of Obaseki Akran, the Akran Avenue in Ikeja,
Avenue,
was
the
a
name.
Western Region Minister. But after those great men, we've not had people that will step into the shoes of these great men, and we are still struggling as a people, as a minority in Nigeria, and as an indigenous local government in Lagos State. And well, they are deliberate efforts to strategically groom young people and to allow create a space for young people in political scene of Badagry. And well, I believe we'll get there. But I like to say this, that it is at this level, at the grassroots level, that we should be nurturing young politicians, not necessarily to let them become aides alone, but media aides, just to snap pictures and follow you up and down. It is at this level you mentor young politicians to take up roles and be responsible for their people. And because it is easy at the grassroots level to say Isewedo Samuel should run for a local government election. It's not easy when it comes to when Isewedo Samuel stand up and say, "I want to become a governor or become president of Nigeria."
Of course, might
Yeah,
be
so it's difficult at that level, but at this level of the local, at the grassroots level, the local government level, is this level that we start to groom young people. And so when they learn governance to a level, they graduate to state, and after which they can graduate
They
to the
can
federal level.
up to the
And
federal.
when we are not strategically positioning people, indigenous local governments like Badagry will continue to suffer.
Well, so the plan and hope is that people start getting strategically positioned to kind of get people to move up the ladder, and hopefully Badagry can actually sit, or a Badagrian can sit on the seat of the governor of the governorship in Lagos State, which hopefully that happens within the shortest possible time. I wanted to ask before, because you kind of touched base around this a little bit, but before this, my question around Badagry is two-edged. Now, obviously, this is not a political podcast, but obviously you are in politics, so it's also important to ask, the current wave of how local governments used to be, in the sense that how relevant the local government chairman used to be. It would seem like in the 90s and the early 20s, maybe during the first tenure of Obasanjo, the full time, local government chairman kind of had a bit of more relevance. Would you say the relevance is still very prominent up until this date? That's one. Yeah, that's my question actually.
Okay, yeah, that's not political. It's more about governance. The truth there is that the local government chairman, as at 1999, cannot be compared to the local government chairman as at 2024, all over the 774 local government in Nigeria. You
Interesting.
know, people are growing to be politically wise, and governors are trying to governors are developing strategies by the day, and they've seen the local government chairman as a way to get hold of the grassroots, and that is why you hardly find an opposition winning local government election. The ruling party at the states will always clear. It's just like that all over. But you know, local government administration in Lagos State is something that people can still use as a reference point, because at least I have had other council chairmen from other states come to Badagry to visit the executive chairman, and they are marveled at what we do.
That's
And
impressive.
it's like that in the whole of 20 and 20 local government and 37 LCDAs in Lagos State. People are still working, unlike which I stand to be corrected, other local government areas, especially in the north, that you hardly find projects. But in Lagos State, local government chairmen are still building roads are constructing estates, are constructing infrastructure that will
Impressive.
impact the life of the people. So local government chairman in Lagos State are doing impressively well.
Okay.
But however, the I think this will be the first time that we have a two-time governor become the president of Nigeria. Yes, Jonathan was a governor, but
But
not
it wasn't, it wasn't a good time, yeah.
as the current president, Ashwaji Bola Ahmed Tinubu. And I believe that he understands the politicking and how local government state governors, have a grip on local government chairmen and sit on their allocation. And that was why, as a progressive person that he is, he tried to give
Sign
him
the
autonomy.
bill.
So yeah, so we will see how it turns out. But I know that in preparation for our people to enjoy the dividends of democracy, the councils in Lagos State are warming up to give more than what they've been given when the whole autonomy comes to play out in 4 years.
Interesting. Okay. Hopefully we all want the local governments, in my opinion, to have that autonomy indeed, because local government is where people can actually get, access to governments easily. So for example, I live in Badagry and the local government chairman, if my road is bad, obviously it's easier for the government to kind of support and we walk the road compared to me having to go to Alausa to try to talk to the governor. It's just a huge ball game. So hopefully with this autonomy bill that was passed recently, we hope that local governments can definitely take their place where they ought to be. I wanted to also ask, Badagry again, we'll talk about Badagry again because Badagry is very symbolic in the nation's history, and a lot of us grew up around Badagry, so it's also really nice to see. Badagry should actually take a very center stage around tourism in Nigeria, of course, based on the role that it played during the Dark Age in the 1600s and 1700s. What is the local government chairman, or what's the state government of Lagos State doing to improve the role of Badagry as a tourist attraction in Lagos State and in Nigeria?
Oh well, you cannot talk tourism absolutely without talking Badagry.
Of course.
Badagrians are naturally hospitable people. An average Badagrian is knows the business of hospitality, and we like to show people around our place. We like to exhibit our beautiful culture, our energetic Ogu dance, and our way of life.
Exactly.
Badagry is blessed. Badagry is blessed. Badagry has the longest stretch of water bodies in the whole of the state.
Indeed.
Well, yes, from Seme
All
border
the way.
to that same
Arena.
water. That same water will take you to Cotonou. Yeah,
Interesting.
that same water will take you to Cotonou and will take you to Marina in
Arena. Yeah,
CN.
that I know for
Yeah.
sure.
So it's the longest and it's not too far from the Atlantic Ocean.
It's
So
not.
Badagry is blessed. Badagry is blessed. And we have huge historical heritage. However, it can always get better. And I am an advocate of going beyond just the historical heritage and taking it around building infrastructures to drive tourism. Yes, history is part of tourism, like the Mecca, Jerusalem. They are selling their history,
Of
but
course.
places like Maldives, they don't have it. It's the natural
The
resources.
natural
Yeah,
resources,
it's the
sure, yeah.
water. Yeah. So we have the history and we have the
And you have exactly, it's
natural.
a combo, so.
But I will have to give it up to the current MHR, the Member of House of Representative, Honorable Cecil Wingan, and the Honorable representing Badagry Constituency 1 in at the Lagos State House of Assembly. They are tourism enthusiasts, and at least in the short time of their of being in office, they've been able to bring down the minister for tourism down to Badagry to see for ourselves
Wow.
the potential that is in. So we
That's
still,
impressive.
and the governor too came just this year to see how he can develop tourism potentials. Badagry has huge potential when it comes
Definitely.
to tourism, but
100%.
it's not tapped yet.
It's not
Still
tapped.
on tap.
The
Still
roads,
on
are
tap.
they working now? Are they good
Yeah.
now?
The roads are working now.
Amazing.
The
Amazing.
roads are so to get to Lagos, to get to Matuna is not stressful. It's
Okay.
not stressful. And we have to give it up to the federal government from the former Minister for Works,
Abasanjeva Ajibafala.
Rajifashola, and our immediate past MHR, Honorable Tunde Ungbe. They
Okay.
worked, they did fantastically well on, improving that road, and they did well. So the road is working now, and it's very smooth. So you want to come to Badagry, you can even come to Badagry to eat lunch and go back
And go back, indeed.
with
And
no
eat
stress.
fish,
Yeah.
fresh fish. Yeah,
To
that's
eat fresh and go back. So it's not like you are traveling and you're using the whole day to travel. No. You
okay.
can forget something at Ojo and quickly go back to pick it.
That's interesting. I mean, we're glad that the road is a lot more commutable now than it used to be a couple of years ago. It was.
But it's still under construction, it's still ongoing, but it's
And
in
we
the
hope
plan.
that the train eventually get there, so I can just
Yeah,
board a train from Marina to Badagry, one hand to another. Incredible. Incredible. Thank you for your time so far. I think I have just a few more questions before we wrap it up. One question for sure I want to ask is, you have been in the media space around politics over the last 7 years. You grew your ranks from being a media person, and now you're current chief of staff. For sure, it seems like you have a lot of years ahead of you, and I see you growing, in a geometric progression as it concerns politics. Before I ask you the question you think I want to ask you, what are you going to say to someone who is aspiring to become a Sewedo Samuel, somebody who is hoping to be in the media space, maybe start up as an aide and then grow their way or work politically up the ladder to become maybe the governor of Lagos State? What would you advise a younger person who is looking to take up this role?
Well, Bebo, I must confess that as young Lagosians, as young people, we must participate in politics.
I agree.
We must see the growth and development of Nigeria as of today, which has time to be corrected, is not based on the economy or the natural resources that we have in the country is based on politics,
Politics.
and that is the truth. And that is why the likes of Dangote too can be crying about bottlenecking some things. So if you are not participating in politics, you may not you may be doing
Can be
your
left out.
community huge disservice. So I just want to say, young people should just come and be part of politics. However, politics should not be seen as a means to an end. Should not be seen as a means. Should not be seen as a means to of livelihood. And that is the error that most
A
people,
lot of people make.
make. You should see politics as a call to serve the people, and you should get your job on the side.
Get a
It's
job
just
on the
like
side,
it's just
indeed.
yeah,
That's
get
how it's
your job.
done in the Western world. Some of those
Yeah, you should
politicians, they
exactly. You
have their
should.
9 to 5. Some of them are lecturers and
Yeah.
they have jobs as
Yeah. So that
media.
you can say you want to leave at any time. So that you cannot be boxed up. So that one chairman will not use you as a tool for his own development. And at the end of the day, when they ask him to bring a successor, he brings the children that did not play part in the whole stuff.
Make it like a
Get
monarchy.
something doing. Like I said, like myself, I teach at Lagos State University of Education.
Oh, that's
So
interesting.
I see politics as part-time. My full-time job is I am a lecturer.
Interesting.
I am a researcher. So I am trying to change the narrative and, you know, make it look as if the way it's done in the Western world too. So that when, so I see that part time, it is not working.
Your full time square, your full time job, which is what you currently said you've had.
So, as young people, you want to come into the game, you're welcome, but get informed.
Nice.
Get informed. If you want to work as an aide, get informed.
Get informed.
Like my boss watches football a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And me, I watch football on not like a very diehard follower of a particular.
You just watch it for fun, you know.
But because of my boss,
you get to watch it regularly.
I get to, you know, get the gist, at least his team, what they played. So when I get to office,
you have something to communicate with.
When we are talking, I have something to say.
Obviously.
So I watch the news. I keep myself informed.
Nice.
I keep myself informed. So when we are talking, I have something to say. Like, and I have to be diligent with my work.
Interesting.
So, and you know, in politics, loyalty is the currency of politics.
Definitely.
There's nothing, the only thing that we trade in politics is loyalty.
Mm.
Loyalty has to be 100%. In fact, some people will say that go and look for another one to put, to make it one.
We'll talk about loyalty. I'll probably bring you back on board to talk about a couple of more stuff. I try as much as possible not to make this like politics 100%. But of course, we are running out of time. And I just wanted to say thank you for your time today. But before I leave, I have one final question for you. I feel like if anyone watches this podcast or this show specifically from Badagry, and I don't ask this question, they will kind of feel, does this guy even know what's happening in Badagry at all? Anyway, so final question. And I'll just give you just like 3 minutes to wrap up. Your brother, Tosin Samuel, who was obviously, was also my classmate in Badagry Grammar School. Sometimes it would seem like, you are the good cop, he's a bad cop. I mean, based on some of the posts that he puts up on his social media platforms, bashing people and stuff like that. How do you manage your relationship with your brother? Even though it seemed like you guys are very close, obviously as blood brothers, but how do you manage the fact that you guys are on opposing ends politically?
Oh, well, like I told you, get a job. when you have something doing, it's going to be easy for you to deal with people.
Mm.
You know, you will not act like a psychopath. Tosin is a necessary factor in Badagry politics.
Mm.
Tosin is just like a bacteria that is needed in the body.
Mm.
And to tell you the truth, Tosin is close to all of these guys.
That's interesting.
When Tosin enters the country, he sits with Ceci Winger, he sits with the chairman that he has criticized, and they relate, they talk about these things. And they see it from the angle that he is a young person that is pained.
Mm.
Yes, youthful exuberance may be there in driving his point, but they know that he has seen a better way of living outside the country, and he's pained that his people are still, you know, the way they are, which is normal. And, you know, now my relationship with Tosin, we are brothers.
Obviously.
At times I try to influence certain things. And, you know, this is where my father plays a role. And, you know, my father tried to let everybody know that don't throw your blood below the belt.
Mm.
Do what you want to do, but don't do things that will affect the person or address the issues. When you are addressing the issues, there is no problem. And for me, to keep my mental health and my sanity, I don't follow Tosin on Facebook. He's not we are friends on Facebook, but I don't follow. So Facebook will not post Tosin like on my timeline.
Interesting.
People call me.
That's a way to manage your mental. I love that one.
Yeah, I will just go to his page to go and check. But for my mental health, I don't follow Tosin because Tosin is a troublemaker.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker and I don't follow him. But to be sincere, I try as much as possible to defend him when people want to bash him, you know, in the political space. Not online this time around, offline. And I try as much as possible to even mediate, let him see in the right perspective at times. when he's, wrongly accusing somebody. Oh, NEPA has done their thing here.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's probably just about the best time to wrap up because time is just wrapping up here. Dr. Olalekan Sereno Samuel, thank you so much for being a guest with me today at the Debo Taiwo Talk Show. It was nice to chat with you. It was nice to see you again, and of course to learn from your wealth of experience of you learning the ropes to grow politically. And in 30 seconds, do you have political ambition to become Lagos State Governor in the nearest future?
Who doesn't want to become a Lagos State government? Well, I sincerely speaking, Debo, I think I would like to...
Up NEPA.
Yeah, up NEPA. That's how you know that you are still in Nigeria now. That me, I'm in Nigeria, you are in Canada. But truth be told, I would like to be part of policymakers of Lagos State. I even if I'm not the governor, I want to see myself sit on the Executive Council of Lagos State someday because I think I have a lot to
To
contribute.
offer. We wish you all the best on your journey of growing in a geometric progression. I actually see you grow in a geometric progression in Lagos State politics, and I cannot wait to celebrate you when you get there. Thank you again, Dr. Olalekan Samuel, for being a guest on my show, the Debo Taiwo Talk Show, and we will catch up some other time. Thank you. Final words
Thank
eventually.
you. Yeah, I just want to say, keep watching the Debo show, and it's something that we'll continue to promote. And Debo, I wish you all the best too. And to my Badagry people, Odabo.
Eshio,
All right,
thank you so
yeah,
much. Bye bye now. Cheers.